Masachet Nida Paragim Mishnah Vav Hamapelas Veinya Dua Mahu. Peshev Lazacha Ula Nekev. A woman that miscarried and she doesn't know what she miscarried, whether she miscarried a male or a female, she never got to see the fetus. She would have to be machmer and sit to make too many meitara, both a zacha or a nekeva. Since she doesn't know whether she had miscarried a male or a female, she has to be machmer. And she had to sit to make tuma of a nekeva the first 14 days after birth. She would be tamea. And we can't give her the meitara of a nekeva. We can't say that the next 66 days she would be tara, as maybe she miscarried a zacha. So we only can give her the 33 days of the meitara of a zacha, and those 33 days would have to start after the 7 days of you made tuma. As the Yimei Tara of a Zacha starts after 7 days, even though she has to sit 14 days in Yimei Tuma of a Nekev. En Yaduam Vladha Imla. Peshev Luzacha Ula Nekeva Ula Nida. A woman that miscarried, and not only does she not know whether it was a male or female, she doesn't know if it was a Vlad at all. Maybe what she miscarried doesn't have a din of a child at all. And therefore she has two Sfeikas over here. She has two doubts. She doesn't know whether she has any Yimei Tuma or Yimei Tara at all. Maybe what she miscarried doesn't have a din of a Vlad at all. And even if what she miscarried doesn't have a din of a vlad, she doesn't know whether it was a male or a female. So she doesn't know whether the city made too many meitar of a zachar or of a nekeva. So therefore, since she has two sfeikas, she has to be machmer. So she has to sit 14 days if you made tumah of a nekeva the first 14 days after she miscarried. She would be tamea. But we can't give her any meitar at all. We can't even give her the meitar of a zachar. As maybe what she miscarried wasn't a vlad and she doesn't have any meitar. So therefore, if she becomes a nida immediately after her 14 days of Yimei Tuma, she would become Tame since she has no Yimei Tara. So therefore, she sits as if she gave birth to a Zachar and a Nekeva, and she also has a din of a nida, meaning to say that if she becomes a nida immediately after the 14 days, she would be Tamea just like any nida since she has no Yimei Tara. Now, there's a question over here. What does it mean that we treat her as if she gave birth to a Zachar and a Nekeva and a nida? She doesn't have any of the dinim of somebody who gave birth to a Zachar at all. And since we don't give her any Yimei Tara, so what is the significance of that which the Mishnah said, Teshev L'Zachar, that she sits as if she gave birth to a Zachar? She has no din of a Zachar. Instead, she has a din of a Nekeva as far as that which we give her. The 14 days of Yimei Tumah of a Nekeva, since we're Machmer, so we give her the more stringent din, that we give her 14 days of Yimei Tumah, just like a Nekeva, instead of the 7 days of Yimei Tumah had she given birth to a Zachar. And she also has a din of a Nida, meaning to say, that if she sees Dom after the 14 days, she would be a Nida, since we're not giving her Yimei Tara. But what is the significance of that which it says, Teshev L'Zachar, she sits, as if she gave birth to a Zachar? So the Mephorshim explained that the din is that a woman who gave birth to a Zachar, and she sits 7 days of Yimei Tumah, and then after the 7 days of Yimei Tumah, she has 33 days of Yimei Tara, that any Dom that she sees during those 33 days would not be Tmea. That the din is, when those 40 days are up, the 7 days of Yimei Tumah and the 33 days of Yimei Tara, she has to dip in the mikvah, she has to immerse herself after those 40 days are up. And if you hold tefillah bizmana mitzvahu, that it's a mitzvah to immerse yourself at the proper time, it would be a mitzvah for her to immerse herself right away after those 40 days are up. Now in this case, even though we don't give her any Yimei Tara at all, that's only because we're machmir misafik. We're being stringent because we have a safik. But it is possible that she miscarried a zachar, and that she has to sit 7 days of Yimei Tumah and 33 days of Yimei Tara. And since tefillah bizmana mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah to immerse herself at the proper time, when those 40 days are up, she should immerse herself in the mitzvah, as maybe this is the end of her Yimei Tara, as maybe she miscarried a Zachar. So that is the significance of that which the Mishnah says, Teshev L'Zachar, meaning even though we don't give her any Yimei Tara at all, she starts to immerse herself in the mitzvah after those 40 days are up. And of course, since it's possible that she gave birth to a Nekeva, and the din is that somebody gives birth to a Nekeva as 14 days of Yimei Tumah, and subsequently 66 days of Yimei Tara, which is 80 days altogether, so she should also immerse herself after those 80 days are up, as it's possible that she had miscarried a Nekeva. And since tefillah bizmana mitzvah is a mitzvah to immerse herself at the proper time, and had she miscarried a Nekeva, she would immerse herself after 80 days, so she should go ahead and immerse herself after those 80 days are up as well. A woman that miscarried on the 40th day, after going to the mikvah that was prior to the conception of the child, she doesn't have to be concerned that what she miscarried had a din of a vlad. And since she miscarried before 40 days are up, it's certainly not yet a vlad, so therefore, she doesn't have to say Yimei Tumah or Yimei Tara at all. L'yom arbaim ve'echad, teshev l'zachar, ula nekeva, ula nida. But if she miscarried on the 41st day after going to the mikvah prior to the conception of that child, in such a case, she would sit the Meitumani Meitar Bezachar and Nekeva, and she would also have a din of a Nida. Meaning to say, that since it's possible that when she miscarried on the 41st day, that she did miscarry a vlog, and we don't know what the gender of that vlog would be, so therefore, she has to be Machmer, and she has to sit the Meitumani Meitar, both the Zachar and the Nekeva. But it's also possible that it wasn't a vlog at all. So therefore, she would have a din of Anita. If she sees Dom after sitting 14 days of the Meitumah of Nekeva, she would be Anita, as we cannot give her any Meitara at all, as maybe what she miscarried is not a vlad at all. So therefore, we are Machmer. We first give her 14 days of the Meitumah, the 14 days after the miscarriage, she is Tamea, as if she gave birth to a Nekeva. But we can't give her any Meitara following that. Even the Meitara of a Zachar we can't give her. As maybe she doesn't have any Meitara at all, as maybe what she miscarried is not a vlad, so therefore, if she sees Dom after those 14 days are up, she would be a Nida. Now, that was the mission set. If we also give her the Chomer of somebody who miscarried a Zachar, meaning to say, like we explained in the previous mission, that if you hold Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvahi, it's a mitzvah to immerse yourself at the right time, when 40 days are up, she should immerse herself in the mikvah as if she had miscarried a Zachar. As the din is, when a woman finishes up her Yemeituma and Yemeitara, she has to immerse herself in the mikvah. So therefore, since it's possible that when she miscarried the Zachar, she would immerse herself after 40 days, as Yemeituma and Yemeitara of the Zachar is 40 days altogether. And she would also immerse herself when 80 days are up, as Yemeituma and Yemeitara of the Nekeva is 80 days, and it's possible that she miscarried a Nekeva. Rabbi Yishmael Emer Yom Abam Ve'echa Teshev L'Zachar Ulanida. Rabbi Yishmael said, a woman that miscarried on the 41st day, after going to the mikvah prior to the conception, in such a case, it's a suffix whether it's a vlad or not. But if it is a vlad, it's definitely not a Nekeva. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Nekeva doesn't develop that fat, like we'll soon see. So therefore, since it's a suffix, whether it's a Zachor or not a vlad at all, so she would sit the Meitumah, but Zachor has to be Machmer, so she sits 7 days in Meitumah after the miscarriage. And we also give her the Din of Aneda, meaning to say, since it's possible it's not a vlad at all, we cannot give her the Meitara of a Zachor, since it's possible it wasn't a vlad. So if she sees Dom after the 7 days in Meitumah, she would have the Din of Aneda, we would not give her the Meitara. Yom Shmonim Ve'echa Teshev L'Zachar Ula Nekeva Ula Nida. A woman that miscarries on the 81st day after going to the mikvah prior to the conception, that gives enough time for Nekeva to develop, so it's possible that it wasn't Nekeva. So it's a suffix whether it's a Zachar or Nekeva, or maybe it's not a Vlad at all, so therefore we have to be Machmer. She would sit the Meitumah of a Zachar and the Nekeva. She would sit 14 days the Meitumah after the miscarriage, and we can't give her any Meitara at all, as maybe it wasn't a vlad at all, so therefore, if she sees Dom after the 14 days of Yemeituma, she would be a Nida, as since we have a suffix, we have to rule stringently, she has 14 days of Yemeituma, and after that, if she sees Dom, she would be a Nida, since it's possible it wasn't a vlad at all, we would not give her any Yemeitara. Shehazachar Nigmar L'Arbam V'Echad, V'Hanekeva L'Shmonim V'Echad. Rabbi Yishmael explains that for a Zachar, it takes 41 days to develop. By the 41st day, if she miscarries, it's possible that it is a Zachar. But it takes longer than that for Nekeva to develop. Only she miscarries by the 81st day is it possible that it is a Nekeva, according to Rabbi Yishmael. And just like we find that the Torah gives longer Yemeituma and Yemeitara when a woman gives birth to Nekeva, so too it takes longer for Nekeva to develop. But Chacham Maimer Mechad Brias HaZachar Vechad Brias HaNekeva Zev Ezeh L'Arban Vechad. The Chacham disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael. They say the development of a male and a female take the same amount of time. By the 41st day, it's possible for both a male and a female to develop. So a woman that miscarries on the 41st day, it's possible that it dies or a Zachar or a Nekeva. These Chachamim, as the Mishnah mentions, it's the same as a Tana Kama. The reason why the Mishnah repeats it over is because since the Svara of Rabbi Yishmael is very strong, as Rabbi Yishmael is very strong reasoning, since the Torah gives more Yemeituma and Tara for a Nekeva than for a Zachar, so it seems to imply that Rabbi Yishmael is correct, that it takes longer for a female to develop. So therefore, the Mishnah repeats over that which the Chachamim say, that it takes the same amount of time for both the Zachar and the Nekeva to develop.